Sunday Meditation, October 6th, 2002. The question today concerns the power of thought, the power of belief, of the words that we speak to ourselves, and the image that we create from these words and these beliefs, and how this image can be changed according to how beliefs change. And we would like Quo to give us some information on how we can create our own images, how we can change the way we talk to ourselves, the words we speak in our minds, and the images that we see. This kind of is, a personal mythology, the way we look at ourselves, and then the way we look at the world through the creation of ourselves. So anything Quo would have to add to this thought, we would appreciate very much.
We are those known to you as the principle of Akuo. And we greet you with the light in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we are. We thank you each for arranging the details of your life so that we're able to join this circle of seeking. We thank you for the opportunity to share our thoughts. And we are most happy to do so. With the request, as always, that each of you take what you feel is good from those opinions which we share, and by all means leave all of those things which do not seem to be as fair to you behind without a second thought. This will enable us to feel that freedom that comes from being a neighbor and a friend whose opinion is worth sharing, without feeling that we have represented ourselves to you as authorities or teachers. For truly we are, as you, those who walk upon a path, and those who reach out in service to others. We have a tremendous sea of things in common, the creation that we share is one. You ask this day about the power of one's self-image to affect one's life. Indeed, this is an endlessly interesting question, because it revolves without end in terms of the effect of feedback and how the echo of feedback never actually ends. So that not only is there a feeling of progression to the energy of one's being as one experiences the illusion of time, there is also that sense of each moment being its own perfected entity, which is established as the truth of that moment, and which moves out endlessly into the creation of the Father as a perfect offering of that moment, that time, that space, and that truth. So that the truth is always coming from you in its perfect form at the same time that it is forever in development in the process of birth to the ever new moment. The one known as Janet has suggested that it is quite possible that the experience or illusion that each of you shares at this time is one which has been assisted or enhanced, shall we say, by those beings of higher densities who have compassion upon those who have gone through a tremendous amount of change. In this supposition, the one known as Janet was indicating that indeed perhaps the much talked about latter days, rather than being imminent, have actually already occurred. And were this to be so, the suggestion is that all of those who indeed did graduate at that time still might have experienced so much trauma at the changes made at the shift between the old world and the new that the souls of those within this room and perhaps within this planet were placed, as it were, upon a stage that was created specifically as a hologram, substituting for the world which was the old world. This new world, then, would be a world which was constructed to be a safe haven for those positive entities whose work was done within third density, but who were not quite ready yet to spread their wings and accept the full light of fourth density without their physical vehicles. We do not state that this is true, but we do state that it is a wonderful way to envision the consensus reality which you face at this time, because it is efficacious in allowing you to see that you have an enormous amount of power over your consciousness and the experiences of that stream of consciousness. Certainly we can say that regardless of the model used to discuss the transition times into fourth density, it can be said that the membrane between densities is semi-permeable, and increasingly so as the time moves from moon to moon and year to year. Already you have experienced a great deal of shifting and opening up of energies, of patterns changing. And these things have been experienced not because necessarily they were chosen, but perhaps inadvertently. So the change has multiplied upon change, and it is easy to feel that one is completely unable to control one's life. However, we would suggest to you that the issue of control is a kind of seduction designed to limit the ability to envision and to dream. When one is allowed to be cast loose from one's circumstances, so that one exists in that space between all things, between densities, between energies, in the water, shall we say, that the creation swims within. It can be seen that this between place is actually the womb within which the self is birthed from moment to moment. And as the self is birthed, so is the creation. It is difficult to grasp that one does create the stars, the bodies within the heavens, all of the amazing and cosmic structures of energy and balance that no one's mind in any density could actually grip, wield, and change. Yet, each of you, by the way he thinks of himself and the way he tells his story to himself, creates the stars of a certain color and in a certain order, creates a universe that wraps around him like a cloak and prepares him for that journey which in his own mind is the business of his life. Each of you has this kind of creatorship, and each is feeling this ability to change the feelings with which life is replete. Each has talked before this meditation began of ways in which the thoughts have been used to create a better environment for the self. The one known as Jim was speaking of how he had begun to realize that that which he told himself made a difference in how he felt. From the tiniest thing that you say to yourself to the largest, each word and each thought is an energy that has the power to create change in your consciousness and in the world around you. The more you are able to focus upon this power to speak truth, the more transparent the environment is to the echoes of new thought. The one known as Ray was creating lists of words that took power away and words that gave power. And they were words like follow or choose. I can't do it, or miracle. The possibilities within the mind that are allowed to the self become the possibilities that are possible within your world. If you can allow yourself the time and space to move within that closet of self and simply listen to the self as it is, the information that comes to you is that sense of self that has drifted beyond the campfire of everyday talk and moved into the cry of the wolf, the beaming of the stars, the energy of the Great Mother, and the light of eternity. What do you dream? What do you hope? We say to you, as you dream, take that time in which you color your dreams with care and love and the self-respect that all dreams deserve. The ideals that seemed fair at earlier points in the life may indeed have become tarnished. They may even seem to have failed and to have become vitiated and destroyed by the experiences which you have undergone. How much of disappointment within yourself is true, and how much of it is the tail end of other people's stories which they have told to you? The one known as Tom suggested earlier that there was tremendous power in releasing all thoughts of forgiveness in a certain stubborn situation and moving instead to thoughts of forgetting completely the past. To this entity we say, these thoughts have the power to change the life. It is a sweet mystery the sugar bear of truth hiding in the forest of opinion with the undergrowth of words, words, and words. Each word has its roots and its blossom. And the words that you plant in the flower beds of your sentences, your thoughts, the things that you share with others, have their own beauty, their own aroma, their own color. We are not suggesting that your life should be a coloring book to dabble at on a day when there is nothing better to do. For we realize that each of you is moving very quickly through days that seem all too short, and we grasp the fact that it does not seem that there is a great deal of time to spend upon the details of each thought, each word used, and so forth. And yet we would suggest to you that any care that you can take with the things that you think to yourself about yourself will be rewarded. And this reward will echo and re-echo and spiral if you are able to continue to monitor your own inner conversation. In this instrument, for instance, there is a long-standing distortion towards self-criticism, and this is basically an internalizing of childhood voices that this instrument has heard in the past. In no case does this instrument have to continue hearing this particular voice, it being the voice of her parents, both parents having passed from your illusion. However, as is the case with most children, no matter how old the child gets, there lives within that mature person a tremendously powerful memory of every hurtful word that has ever been spoken. Unfortunately, for the playful aspect of self, the serious aspect of living a life within the physical illusion sounds its steady knoll of time and space and calls all to experience responsibility and accountability for the thoughts and desires of one's own heart. when that moment comes that you can see into this conversation that may have ancient and irrelevant voices within it, the more you will be able not simply to silence those voices, but to lay them into an appropriate and loving place in deep memory, with blessing and with love, so that you may indeed forget, not simply forgive, the voices that would bring you down and make you feel small, but forget them. This forgetting and forgiving of the old voices can release a tremendous power of change within the life pattern. If you do not choose, then, to say to the self when a mistake is made, "Oh, you stupid person, you have made a mistake," then what would you choose to say instead? Is there indeed any dishonor in making an error? Is there a necessity to judge beyond the need to correct the error? For most entities, there is. There is always the need to make a judgment. The reasons for this, indeed, would be the subject of another discussion. But for the entity within third density, the tendency is indeed to make a judgment every single time an event occurs. Knowing this about yourself, then perhaps you can think upon what kind of judgments you would like for yourself to make. It may seem pretty obvious that it is not a good idea to tell the self that the self is stupid. Or getting old. Or losing memory. And yet each in this room has said these things to the self at various times. What would be your substitute for this self-comment? Perhaps the embracing of compassion for the self. And the willingness to move on has more energy for the positive than any words that you might find to soften the blow of judgment. It is a difficult thing to grasp in the world of the mind where things seem so clear-cut. But in actuality, your illusion is set up with some precision to prevent any entity from being correct for very long at a time. The need of this illusion is fundamentally the need for confusion. Too much clarity within third density creates a pleasant and long third density. Each of you is experiencing the culmination of far more powerful ways of experiencing third density. These ways have been rough, and each trail has been mazed. And yet, the progress that each of you has made has been outstanding. In all of this confusion, each has found the end of a rainbow and is following that vision. We encourage more than anything else this basic faith in self that sees beyond the mistakes of the moment and trusts in the excellence of that self that lies within like an undiscovered country. Were this instrument never again to say to itself, "We're just not good enough," would she be good enough? Or the one known as Jim never to say again, "I just can't remember like I used to," would he remember as he used to? Perhaps. But the words that truly hurt the self are the words of judgment that create a contraction and a sorrow within the heart. And so we encourage you to cease bringing sorrow to your own heart, for it is in no way necessary. Each lesson that comes before you has its learning curve. Each learning curve has many moments of seeming failure. Indeed, the only way to learn is to fail repeatedly in such a way that learning occurs. The mechanisms of learning are assisted not by resisting the pain of learning, but by speaking it, chanting it, saying it, expressing it, having a dance with it, so that there is a movement of energy and a lifting of the spirit that deals with whatever is being dealt with at the time. The one known as Ray said earlier, life is not about working, it is about playing. And this is a good sentence to use as an example for how you can speak to yourself in certain ways. All things take effort. Shall you call that effort work, or shall you call it play? Shall you call it walking, or shall you call it dancing? Shall you call it speaking, or shall you call it singing? Shall you define yourself as prose, or shall you allow yourself to be poetry? There is a way to play with the textures and the qualities, tonalities of life. In this playing, all of the forces of nature
wait to play with you. And when the mind is released into this playing mode, there is a tremendous outburst of energy from angelic and from inner planes nature sources who are just waiting to play with anyone else who is also playing. For the dance is ongoing. And that which you are is that which moves into this dance, becomes part of this dance, and becomes the dance. What is your self-image? We ask each of you to define for yourself at a time when you are simply contemplating what your myth of self is. As this instrument has said, she is a legend in her own mind, and each of you is that. Each of you is a story you have told yourself. It is not simply a birth, a childhood, an education, and a series of experiences as an adult. It is a story with shape and moods and energy and fire. That is, if you wish to tell yourself a story that has energy and fire. The one known as Jim can tell himself that he is cutting grass, or he can tell himself he is dancing with the divas. This instrument can tell herself that she is a bookkeeper, or she can tell herself that she touches people's lives with love. Each of you can look at the simple facts of a life and weave many different stories depending upon those things which are chosen to emphasize and those things which are forgotten and left behind. It is your world. And the possibilities of a world that is created just as you wish it are endless. Imagine the effect if more and more entities within your earth world truly, deeply, and honestly found that energy within that is the energy of peace, that peace that passeth all understanding. Have you considered why there is not peace within the world at this time? When there is not peace within the human heart, what story can the human race tell itself? Is there even a belief in the ideal of peace? Is there a willingness to know that peace is the truth and that strife is the illusion? This instrument and the one known as Ray earlier were working upon the words of a song. It seemed to this instrument at the time that the words were growing like grass, sprouting up and opening to the sunshine. what artful dodgers words are. Slippery. Forever changing. Always shifting in their nuances and their tones. Words are difficult to use with absolute justice. And yet, the power of each word is the power of a spear or a pen or a loudspeaker. The power of concept is infinite. The power of belief is infinite. The beliefs that you have create themselves as true within your body, within your mind, and within your life. May you believe well. May you seek truly and deeply your own story. We would at this time transfer from this instrument to the one known as Jim to complete this communication. We thank this instrument and would leave her in love and in light. We are those of Akua. We would transfer at this time.
I am Kuo, and we meet each again in love and in light through this instrument. It is our privilege once again to ask if there may be any further queries to which we may speak at this time. Is there another query at this time?
I have a question. You said that forgetting was a good idea, was a helpful aid in the act of forgiveness. Should a person, I assume though there are times when you can't forget, and I don't mean that you're not able to forget, but that maybe you shouldn't for other reasons, physical reasons, I don't know. Can you just comment on the, are there times when maybe you should not completely forget? There's a mixture of forgetting and forgiving at that point. Or is all forgiveness in the forgetting?
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my brother. The forgetting to its completion is the definition of forgiveness. Most, however, find that there is work to do in forgiving another before one may forget that which brought up the catalyst and placed a barrier between the two. It is not always easy to forget, for as long as one has an emotional investment in the catalyst which has arisen, then there is work to do in communication, in analysis, in meditation, and finally in forgiveness, as one is able to see another as the self and is able to accept both as the creator. This usually takes a significant portion of your time. again with this instrument. We appreciate your patience. Is there another query at this time?
Not for me, thank you.
We thank you, my brother. May we speak to any other point at this time?
Hi, Quo, this is Janet. And I have a question, and I'm not sure if, respecting my free will, if you'll be able to answer it or not. But I was wondering if you could tell me if my soul has been higher than third density previously to where it is now. That's all.
I'm quote, and am aware of your query, my sister. And to this query, we may answer yes indeed, for this is true for all entities, for all have been complete in the unity with the one creator. In the sense in which you speak, we can confirm that you are indeed that which may be called a wanderer, who has previous experience in densities beyond the third, and who has come to this third density planet for the opportunity to be of service as it is birthed into a new level of evolution. Is there another query, my sister?
No, thank you very much for that answer.
I'm quite. We thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
I have one. You mentioned earlier that, say, we're doing so well. How can we know when we're doing well? How do we see the unseen?
I am quote, and am aware of your query, my brother. And to this query we must say, regretfully, for third density entities you cannot know. Understanding is not of this density. This density, my friend, requires that one operate with faith, with will, and move forward in that strength. For that which can be known subjectively in this illusion is but a poor friend. For there is much beneath, beyond that which is seen and that which is sensed. And that which can be known in any particular way in your illusion. For all is a symbol here. All stands for something else. And it is a great riddle, a great knot, shall we say, that each has the task of untying and untangling. And many lifetimes are spent in attempting to do just this thing, to reduce the great complexity of this illusion to the simplicity of an individual incarnation. And each effort to accomplish this great goal is rewarded by a small amount of a sense of possibility, shall we say, of a direction, of a homing, where one feels, where one hopes, where one wishes, and where one places one's faith, as surely as one aims the bow and arrow at a target, and strikes that target surely, as one has the faith that the arrow flies truly. Is there another query, member?
Not right now, thanks.
I am calling. We thank you, my brother, for your query. Is there another query at this time? as it appears that we have exhausted the queries for this session of speaking, we would once again pause briefly to thank each for inviting our presence this day in your circle of seeking. It is always our great privilege and pleasure to join you here. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group. We lead each in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite creator. Adonai.
Adonai. Adonai. Anne, Ethel, Athalia, Alan, Scott, Judy, Dana, Romy, Mike, Lynn, Jim, Carla, Victoria, Poopy, Dana, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, Barb, Betty, Donna, Lenny, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Sally, Doris's mom, Kathy's mom, Frank, Steve's niece, Cindy's dad, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby and Natalie, Akisha, Uncle Bill, Bill and Denise, Allison, Papa, Janet, Donna, Tiffany, Teresa, Mike, Gary, Jerry, Ernie, Gitta, Diane, Milt. Other requests?
Nancy, myself, Jim and Carla, Elaine, Michael, Melissa, Kelsey, and Ashley, Shirley and Rick, Joyce, Roger, Ollie and Kim, Daniel, Donald, Brittany, my Aunt Billy, my brother Bill and his wife Francine and their family in California.
Because of peace, our beloved planet, the image goes up, let the rains fall down. I am the circle and you are you and me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.